C.S. Lewis once wrote, "As long as you are proud, you cannot know God. A proud person is always looking down on things and people. And of course, as long as you are looking down, you cannot see anyone who is above you. As long as you are looking down, which is what the proud do, you cannot see anyone who is above you." Saint Bonaventure, who lived from around the year 1221 to 1274, was known for his humility. His closest friend was Saint Thomas Aquinas, who was born 4 years after Saint Bonaventure. And interestingly, they both died in the year 1274. St. Thomas died in March of that year, and St. Bonaventure died on the 15th of July in the year 1224. St. Thomas asked St. Bonaventure one day, where did he draw his great learning from? And in response, what Bonaventure did was he pointed to the crucifix. Thomas once saw Bonaventure writing the life of St. Francis, for indeed Bonaventure was himself a Franciscan, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, that St. Francis had prayed for Bonaventure when he was 5 years of age, and Bonaventure had been healed of a mortal, what they thought was a mortal illness. And so as Bonaventure was writing this biography of St. Francis, he was in a state of ecstasy, and St. Thomas said, "Let's leave one saint to write of another saint." So St. Thomas Aquinas saw in Bonaventure this man of such deep godliness. Bonaventure and Thomas both taught in Paris. And one of the things that St. Bonaventure then did was he was a consultant to St. Louis IX. If you've ever been to Paris, you've maybe been to Saint-Chapelle. Saint-Chapelle is this amazing chapel, and the walls are made entirely of stained glass. This is the great architectural wonder that happened under the hand of St. Louis IX, and it was a reliquary for the crown of thorns. And so Bonaventure was giving counsel to this very godly king. He was also the spiritual director of Saint Isabella, the sister of Louis IX. The story is told that the Pope at that time, Gregory X, wanted to make Bonaventure a cardinal. And when Bonaventure heard the news that he was going to be given the red hat, he ran and left Italy. Well, eventually, the Pope caught up to him and said, "I truly do want you to become a cardinal." So on his way back to Rome, he stopped at a Franciscan house in Florence, where the Pope's advisors then went to give him the red hat. And as they arrived, they noticed St. Bonaventure doing the dishes. And he said, "Can you just hang that hat over on that tree? And when I've done the dishes, I will reluctantly come with you." And indeed, he did go and become an advisor of Gregory X. What we see in this man is a person who truly lived out the principle at the heart of today's gospel, that the Lord does hide from the proud the grace of the gospel, but reveals it to those who are like infants. And what's so beautiful about Saint Bonaventure is his Christ-like humility that inspired his intellect on the one hand, but saw him doing dishes on the other. I don't have time to go into detail as to that very complicated first reading that Jan did for us from the book of the prophet Isaiah. But let me just put this one point forward. It's the exact opposite of humility. Assyria was the dominant superpower in the 700 BC. And God is sort of saying that he's going to use them in a way to judge the northern kingdom of Israel. But Assyria's attitude is one of such pride that Assyria sees itself as a law unto itself. how often that is the way of the world. One other thing about St. Bonaventure, he lived at a time when a man by the name of Frederick II was the king of Italy, a man of great violence and similar to the Assyrians. And so on the one hand, you've got a Frederick II. On the other hand, you've got a St. Bonaventure and a St. Thomas Aquinas. And what Bonaventure so beautifully taught us was the humility of God. Listen to these two quotes. "The eternal God humbly bent down and lifted the dust of our nature into unity with his own person." He bent down to lift the dust of our nature into unity with his person. And we could say that that's a beautiful description of today's gospel. Jesus reveals the Father and himself to those who in the dust of our nature have been lifted to the Lord. One other quote. "God's power is his humility. God's strength is his weakness. God's greatness is his lowliness." Remember what I said at the beginning of the homily when St. Thomas asked St. Bonaventure, where did he derive his intellectual acumen? And Bonaventure looked to the cross. May St. Bonaventure inspire us to take to heart our Lord's thanksgiving prayer in today's gospel, so that as we prayed in today's collect, we may imitate St. Bonaventure's humility as we say, "Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that just as today we celebrate the heavenly birthday of the Bishop St. Bonaventure, we may benefit from his great learning and constantly imitate the ardor of his charity. St. Bonaventure, pray for us.